In chapel today, we bring to life the incarnation, the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God. Through the lens of the Gospel of Luke, the New Living Translation, a reading from Max Lucado, and imaginary dramatization in two clips from The Chosen. Our readers are Don Williams, Ruth Blaye, Eddie Harris, and Joanne and Jesse Long. And we will also have songs led by Philip Camp.
When Herod was king of Judea, there was a Jewish priest named Zechariah. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive, and they were both very old. One day, when Zechariah was in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken. He was overwhelmed with fear. But the angel said,
"Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son, and you will name him John. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord."
How can this be? How can I be sure that this will happen? I'm an old man, and my wife is also well along in years.
"I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born."
When Zechariah finally came out of the sanctuary, he couldn't speak to the people who were waiting. Then they realized from his gestures and his silence that he must have seen a vision. Soon after returning home, Elizabeth became pregnant.
"How kind the Lord is. He has taken away my disgrace of having no children."
God sent his angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said,
"Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you."
Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean.
"Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, very great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David, and will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom would never end."
"But how can this happen? I'm a virgin."
"The Holy Spirit would come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age."
"I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true."
And then the angel left her. Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed,
"God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of the Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said."
Mary responded,
"My soul..." When it was time for Elizabeth to
Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. When the baby was 8 days old, those who came to the circumcision ceremony wanted to name him Zachariah after the father. But Elizabeth said,
"No, his name is John."
They used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zachariah could speak again, and he began praising God.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent a mighty Savior, a Savior from the royal line of his servant David.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Wide awake is Mary. My, how young she looks. Her head rests on the soft leather of Joseph's saddle. The pain has been eclipsed by wonder. At this point in history, the human being who best understands who God is and what he's doing is a teenage girl in a smelly stable. Somehow Mary knows that she is holding God. But he looks like anything but a king. His face is prunish and red. His cry, though strong and healthy, is still the helpless and piercing cry of a baby. And he's absolutely dependent upon Mary for his well-being.
How did you feel when that happened?
Majesty. Majesty in the midst of the mundane. Holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat. Divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable through the womb of a teenager and in the presence of a carpenter.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the babe wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
The shepherds said to each other,
Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
They hurried to the village, found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child.
I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born in the city of David.
Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
Joy to the world.
Praise God for the incarnation. You are dismissed.